This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an exciting series titled The Determinant, gleaned from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 10 to 11, under the subtitle Strength. Yesterday, he explained that strength determines the outcome of your life because you need strength to obtain the promises of God. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
Look at Jesus. Jesus was not a weak character. Because the reason is that when you are heading towards your promises, there are obstacles in the way. Even to build your own house, my brother, the obstacles in the way. If you are not strong, you would think that it is the devil who has sent you. Because by the time you buy the land, land guards have appeared on the land. Somebody else is claiming the land, that the land is his. Unfortunately, there's a lot of confusion here in Ghana. In other places, it's not like that. Then when you start, AMA will come, stop work. Then some of your workers, you couldn't pay them over the weekend. Now they are looking for you to beat you. The problems. You can easily think that it's not of God. But you see, every promise has serious obstacles. Last week, I was talking to some guy. He told me he was going to do some project. Huge project. And I told him, this project will be a very difficult project. I said, even the land issues. And he told me, I know. But have you seen a land that there are no issues? Then I realized that he was strong. Look at Jesus. God told him that he would die for mankind. In John 3:16, he himself said it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, Paul said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That was the mission. But even to die, people will not allow you. The opposition, the obstacles, plenty. In Acts 4:27, the Bible says, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together. Look at the lineup. So you're going to play a soccer match, and your opponents, Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, Ramos, and you are facing these people. Already you have lost the match. Jesus' opposition were not small people. Oh, it's not like some your boss in your office who is giving you a tough time and you want to resign. Don't resign, because between your promises and yourself are giants. Be strong. Be what? Be strong. Running away is not the option. Herod was the regional minister. Pontius Pilate, DC, the Gentiles, unbelievers hate Christians. They can be on radio insulting pastors, fighting people. And the people of Israel, these are Christians, fighting, said they were gathered together. The obstacles, it's not a small thing. Even for him to start his ministry, it's not a small thing. But he was strong. Even the devil came looking for him. But he was strong. He suffered. They wanted to kill him. At a point, they took him to a mountain. They were going to throw him down. You would think that this guy is not God. Finally, they crucified him. But what they didn't know was that the crucifixion was actually God's plan for his life. Jesus had it tough. You and I are going to face a tough time. Push your neighbor and say, be strong. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. In business, be strong. In serving God, be strong. You say, people are talking about you, so you have left the choir. Be strong. You face people, they will always put impediments in your way. If you are not strong, you stop. So to obtain the promises of God, God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou mayest meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Dismayed means to lie down and say, I've given up. Afraid means the emotion of fear. It comes first. And the next thing is that makes you surrender. But God says that if you are not strong, fear will make you surrender. Look at your beginning by saying, no retreat, no surrender. Somebody is collecting your girl. Be strong. Number two, you have to be strong because of problems and enemies. That's why you have to be strong. There are many enemies. David had a lot of enemies. His first enemy he had to fight was a lion. He had a job as a shepherd. Being a shepherd was his job. Being a shepherd was his office. Being a shepherd was his business. But around his business, there were enemies. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 34, he said, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came, number one, a lion, and number two, a bear. Whilst you are doing your business, lions will come. Whilst you are working for the Lord, bears will come. Whilst you are married, lions will come. Whatever you are doing, the lions will come. David did not run away when he saw the lion. He was strong. He said, I'll face these lions. And took a lamb out of the flock. I went out after it. I smote it and delivered it out of his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught him by his beard, a bearded lion. The lion is grown. And smote and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And these uncircumcised Philistines shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. A lion, a bear, and a giant. The uncircumcised Philistine was Goliath, who was a giant. Giant of a man. 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, it says, and they went out of the camp of the Philistines, a champion called Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Do you know what that is? 10 feet. A story building, the first one, the first story building is 10 feet. Most of the time, floor to floor is 10 feet. That's Goliath's height. He can't enter a room because his head will hit the ceiling of the room. Have you met such a person before? Guy was very strong. He had a helmet of brass. Verse 5 says, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and it weighed 5,000 shekels of brass, 125 pounds, about 60 kilos. Goliath's armor alone is somebody's weight. And it's not a small enemy. Sometimes the debt that you have is like Goliath, thick and strong. Look, if God be for you, who can be against you? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fear not, go on your knees, be strong, pray to God for wisdom, direction, hard work, dedication, before you realize you have slain your Goliath with one single stone. May you slay your Goliath with one single stone. Sometimes the marital problem that you have is strong. If you are also not strong, you give up. Oh, you give up the marriage easily. But you need to be strong. David had problems. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, and when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines, they came to look for him. That's a serious problem. Problem in your office, be strong. Problem in school, be strong. Problem at work, be strong. Because God can give you a position, but around the position are problems. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. But when the enemies are there, it says something else. You anoint my head with oil because my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Watch out, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Somebody give the Lord a shout. That's what it is. That's what it is. Tell your neighbor, no retreat, no surrender. From today, no retreat, no surrender. You failed an exam, be strong. Write it again. Somebody broke your heart, be strong. Love again. Then you are sitting there, me, I don't know, me, I don't think I'll marry again because you say, I don't know, I think I'm going to be a nun. Who told you that nuns are frustrated people? It's a calling.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that strength is a determinant because we need strength in order to overcome problems and enemies. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, you visited me in my dream and healed me. This one says, dear pastor, my wife gave birth to a baby boy last year, December, and the baby and mother were discharged. This little boy cries unnecessarily in the night. I know babies cry, but this one was something else. And every time I will have to pick him up and pray in tongues before he comes down. So one day this happened, and after I calmed him down, I fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, I saw you in my room in a black and white suit, telling me that you were passing through and leaving immediately. I said, okay, but if you are leaving, why don't you pray for us? You then knelt down and laid hands on my little boy. When you started praying for him, electricity started going through him and me. In the dream, I saw electrical sparks coming from your hand. After this dream, something else happened. I used to have some growths on my genitals. But the following day, when I woke up to have my shower, a voice told me, take a look. Every growth had vanished. My boy is also sleeping peacefully. We give God the glory. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? We give God the glory.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakabading, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Energy Drink in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.